Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast. We got a great show for you guys today.
Beautiful.
Right, boys? Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful show.
Very good.
Introducing a new monkey today, Will the Savage.
That's me. I'm Will, or Will the Savage on Discord.
That's great.
That's epic.
Thank you.
That's pretty sick.
That's pretty savage. So, money update, two episodes in. Not the most fruitful episode, I'd say. We're at $4.48.
Cha-ching.
No, it's still, we're almost at $5.
Almost at $5.
That's the point that I think.
We can probably go to the dollar store.
Almost five round trips.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. We can buy a bouncy ball or like a confetti popper.
Like five of those.
Not
or like a beef stick.
Or
beef stick. Oh.
Maybe a beef stick. We can,
pack of darts. Pack of darts for the boss.
Marlboro Man.
Sponsorship?
Couple backwards.
Good idea.
So this is the most packed episode we've ever had. That's cool.
It's cool. Five of us. Cool for the boys. Three mics, five people. What could go wrong?
We literally have two mics.
We're testing fate. Let's just put it like that.
Practically kissing.
Honestly, though.
Ryan,
I mean,
you pervert.
Oh,
Jesus.
Sickening.
That's
dreaming
disgusting.
About this.
I'm kind of gay, too, I guess.
Gosh.
And I certainly need to buy a couple more mics if we're going to have this many people. Well, let's see if it even is good with this many people, eh?
We'll find out.
Might have to cut the fat.
Hey, well, Tar,
you can do it when I'm not there.
Okay, Wyatt, do you have anything?
Sure. I'll start with the first thing. It was actually a suggestion that I got a while ago on Discord. Have you ever been caught in a wank?
Yes.
We'll just kind of go around. We're going to go around the table. You want to start?
No. I have not been.
Not been ever.
I've tempted fate before, though.
Oh, I've tempted.
Just kind of like been like too lazy to get the headphones, so I'm kind of like, hey, for the boys.
Just kind of like blasting it.
Oh, jeez.
Just kind of bumping with the full Bluetooth surround sound.
Have you ever accidentally connected to Bluetooth speakers?
I was check. I don't even think there's any that are just like on in my house. But
I had
a
Bluetooth
check.
Speaker in my downstairs bathroom, and it connected to my phone.
Oh, no.
and my sister was taking a shower, and I was like quickly like, oh, Bluetooth off.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
Jesus. Yeah, I was when I was getting my house remodel. I was living in an apartment, and I was in sixth grade when this happened.
Early, that's early bloomer.
Early. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Early. Dang.
Yeah, and just kind of going at it for one of the first times, you know, just didn't know how to lock a door then. Just
were juices even flowing back then?
You don't know that information.
It's so stupid. And I was just you know, just going ham. And my mom just straight in the bathroom.
Well,
so
there you go.
And I just put my phone right over my penis.
So that's what you hit first? You hit them both at the same time?
Yeah. Like, wow. It was just one and done.
So what was the thing? What was... Did she like say anything?
She didn't even notice. I was just taking a fat shit.
Can you recreate the sound of you slapping your phone onto your...
Yeah, yeah. It was something like that.
Was
like
there any... Was, fat, there, was like, there any...
No, it was... I was kind of like midway through.
So no collateral damage.
I don't think
no
my juices were even flowing in sixth grade.
Dude, I don't know.
Are they now?
Are they still not flowing?
Don't think I've hit that point yet.
ED.
Ed,
God damn it!
Oh, we're gonna call Ryan Ed from now on.
God, no.
Dio, were you gonna add to this
one?
You
got a little something there.
What?
Oh, you got a little story.
Okay, so I was like in my room. I don't have a lock on my door. I should probably invest in one of those.
That's tragic.
So yeah, and they went out shopping, and so I thought, well, good time over here, and came back early.
Oh,
and didn't even hear. Had the volume up too high.
I've been thankfully blessed with some squeaky floors in my house, so I can hear people coming from about a mile away. So
yeah,
just like, and it's kind of like a little like.
Is that the sound from your phone or the floor
or the bed?
Oh, God damn it!
So I've been pretty lucky so far. Nothing.
I don't think.
Serious.
I don't think I've been caught or I've been aware I've gotten caught
sleeping wanking. What do you
no.
say?
What do you mean?
Where I was
just like, oh, like, morning wood.
I was not notified that I was caught.
So someone was peeking. They were peeking at you.
It's
someone
not like you get a notification on your phone. You've been caught wanking. No, it's not gonna happen.
FBI, open up.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe my dad's walked in and be like, oh, it's disappointment, and walked out.
Disappointment? You just have tunnel vision at that point. You can't see anything
else.
He
sees what you're using, and he's like, oh, God, you idiot.
Not the peanut butter again.
Speaking of sexual deviance, Harvey Weinstein's on trial.
Oh, that's just great transition.
He definitely
Thank
has
you.
Been caught taking
figured,
some wanks.
I figured we go into some current events. So I don't actually. I think his sentence is this week. He's facing up to 29 years, so
hopefully
it's kind
of
sad to see
an
innocent man.
So life, basically.
No, I'm kidding.
You do realize he's going to be the biggest target when he goes to prison.
He can't even walk.
Epstein killed himself again.
I thought he was like in his 80s. He's apparently like 65 or something.
Really?
And he's,
oh, is he really?
He looks like, about as good as Renee Zellweger.
He's like hunched over and he's like walking on like a cane or something.
He literally can't walk.
Yeah, he's like the penguin. I don't even know.
Maybe they're trying to like give him sympathy from the jurors. Oh, he's so old.
That's actually how our judicial system works in America. Yeah.
Speaking of the judicial system, Judge Judy is ending.
Oh, yeah. No.
That's never watched an episode of that.
I don't know if Judge Judy is ending in 2021. So
I wrote a letter to Judge Judy in the seventh grade.
I mean, she's sad. Why?
You want to go into that a little bit more?
Maybe like
I wanted her program to end. I thought it was stupid.
Oh, really?
Finally, listen. You got your wish. Yeah. Yeah. She's been staring at that letter every time she wakes up. She's like, that one kid. You know what? I'm done.
It's over.
It's probably what it was. Yeah.
She was the most paid like on television personality.
Right? I don't know. I never watched the show. I was never into it.
It's not good programming.
It's just... it's a scam.
Unlike the Purple Monkey podcast, we're kind of the best in the game.
Best in the game. Go to the Discord if you haven't, if you somehow you found this podcast first. But, you know, Purple Monkey Pod, don't even worry about it.
Or look up podcast on Discord. We usually bump it up in the server, and we'll be up there if you look up podcast.
Monkey
on
House for the boys. We've been trying to get a little more active on there. Fun times.
We're losing members.
Every time we don't talk, we just lose people. It's the most annoying thing.
Well, it takes like 10 minutes to like get like one person in if we're lucky, and then they can just leave in a matter of seconds. And it's just waste of time.
Or like someone will just join and then they'll just get instantly cussed out by our other members, and then they'll just I don't like it there.
Wow. I got a quick question. How do you guys feel about like a Minecraft server with the
Minecraft?
For the voice? I was offered. Someone was talking to me who said that he had acquired a server. And would like to dedicate it to the monkey cause.
Wow.
Oh, that's very generous.
Big fan.
I got to buy Minecraft on the computer first, but I'd be down for a quick sesh.
I'd be elated.
He said it's only for Java, but I'd play.
Yeah,
I've never actually played on computers since I was like in fifth grade.
What? Java's like the best version.
Yeah, Java's the original.
I prefer Pizza the Hut.
Oh,
okay. Well...
Pizza the Hut. We've made Pizza Hut jokes here before.
Okay. Well, I thought it was funny.
I've actually never had Pizza Hut pizza.
I have not either. I don't want to.
Oh, wait. He ate himself. Never mind. You can't do that.
All right. Just let's keep on moving.
Okay. So I was doing some scrolling through the internet. I ended up stumbling on a fun subreddit. Nice. Has anyone here ever heard of r/unbirth?
Oh, boy.
There we go. Well, until you sent me the message yesterday or whatever, I didn't really know about
it. This sounds...
But why don't you go ahead and explain?
So, how is someone born? Let's start with that.
Well, how far back do you want to start?
Yeah, just like,
do you want to start from the previous birth?
When you were born, do you come out of a tunnel?
Yes.
Yes, I would say so. Unless, of course, it's a cesarean C-section.
Let's say there's a community. Let's say there's a community of people on the internet who like to shove people back through the tunnel.
Is it also their children, or is it just another person?
It's just like they stumble through. Why don't I pull this up?
Wait, so it's a whole subreddit dedicated to that one scene in Family Guy when Quagmire's born and his mother tells the doctor to put him back in.
Oh my god!
Isn't that just Vore?
Vore through the vagina.
So it's like a different Vore. It's like Vore part 2.
Because like Vore is like
you go into the stomach.
It's the sequel.
Vore 2, the squeakle.
So, like, right here, we're just going to describe what I'm looking at.
Vore the roach.
We're just seeing...
It's animated.
Oh, yeah. They don't do it in real life, I don't think.
Animated.
Pretty much, it's just like a giant anime girl shoving a smaller anime girl up her...
This isn't as bad as I can't perform.
It's kind of nasty.
Can we actually get all of this? This is only what's going to be on the NSFW channel from now on, please.
Just unbirth.
If you post anything else, it's and getting
only unbirth are you banned.
Let me just create a separate channel for unbirth.
How about no?
Coming soon, the unbirth channel.
We can just keep going through
a couple more. What's the appeal in it though? Like I don't know.
They just like to look at this.
Jesus Christ.
I know, it's disgusting.
It is incredibly
attractive.
I think
that's a tentacle.
What is the caption? Are you cold?
I really love this. A tight fit.
Tight
squeeze.
What's
going on here?
I don't want to look at this too long. We're pretty much looking at a person getting completely shoved between a cock and a... Oh. Yeah, I don't... Let's move on.
I didn't even see the
All right, end of that segment, boys.
r/unbirth, everybody. Fun times.
It's really just excellent.
Wait, can you click on the one that says being a slug mama? Can you
no.
Yeah, we'll click on it.
We really don't need to go into that.
Oh, it's on it. Imgur. Oh, I have to click on another link.
God, that's never good.
When being a slug mama.
Okay, never
sign
mind.
In required? No, it's too deep.
I don't even care.
Just the caption intrigue.
It's not even worth
it. What's a slug mama?
Is that a Pokemon?
Let's read through the comments to try to think about this. Someone said, that slug looks like a dick.
Well, that's probably...
Slugma? What's Slugma? Slugma pussy.
Jesus Christ. Oh, there we go.
Oh, his account got deleted. He deserved it.
It did.
Removed. Absolutely deserved it.
Oh, that's great.
Even the moderator of the server was like, oh, he's God, just get out of here.
So we are at about that 10-minute mark, boys. So we're going to hit that ad break. Re-recording a fresh one for the boys this week.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned for the next segment.
You don't even know what it's going to be.
Neither do we. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that nice little ad. We haven't recorded it yet as of now, but I'm sure it was the best ad you've ever heard. Sure.
The best one. Really just giving it a play-by-play.
Okay, Theo, you have something
open.
Yeah,
I got an email from change.org because I signed one petition once.
What was the petition?
It was to remake Game of Thrones Season 8.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so really? That was the one I signed. And so I got an email from that said, shut down Pornhub and hold its executives accountable for aiding trafficking.
How are they? That's just hurtful.
So apparently there was like a video of a 15-year-old girl getting raped on the site.
Oh, well, that is a bit of an issue.
I know what they're talking about.
Should we punish the website? Come on, punish the people who uploaded the video. I think we need to keep it up and running.
Is the video down?
I think I know what video that is.
Okay, yeah.
You think you know what video that is?
No,
right?
I can explain. No, wait.
You heard it first, folks.
Okay. No. All right. So there's this guy on TikTok who...
Speed it up.
Basically just raped this...
Like, no, we're not doing this again.
No. Guy on TikTok apparently raped this unconscious girl and posted it on Pornhub.
You're yelling. You're just screaming.
Talking like a Bill Cosby.
Yeah. And he was like arrested for sexual assault.
So you follow him on TikTok?
No. I do follow him on TikTok.
Well, you can expect this from the type of people who would use TikTok in the first place. Exactly. So
Ryan's actually going to be sent to prison. He won't be here next episode.
Might happen.
Why do you use TikTok?
Go through the roof.
Why are you a TikToker?
I actually use TikTok. I'm gonna be honest.
There are some funny things once in a while.
Most of it's garbage. There's some humor to it.
That's like this podcast
and the thoughts.
That's actually very basically. Accurate. This is the podcast.
You get like a funny part.
Mostly like garbage, but sometimes.
But you'll laugh once and like
sometimes it's good. Like it makes you like chuckle.
Like the exhale in the nose.
You might smirk. You might sigh a little less loud.
That's not a reaction I get you on TikTok.
Oh my God, kind of like that.
No, just probably not.
Probably okay, not
so
like
this
that.
Segment is going nowhere. Really good.
So how long did it last? Right.
Oh yeah, Theo was saying this would be like 5 minutes. It was actually like three.
Three. Good job.
Really? Good job, Theo.
That was really great.
Good job. I was gonna talk about.
Katy Perry's pregnant.
Okay,
just read my notes. Read my notes.
Ryan.
Is she pregnant?
She's pregnant, apparently.
The word transition is not she married to? So
who would fuck Katy Perry?
Orlando Bloom.
Is that the video that was uploaded to the site?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
How did we get girls?
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord. Very bold.
Unforgettable.
Very bold.
Thanks for ruining the entire segment, Ryan. Yeah. That's why I was literally like holding my phone away and he's like, Katy Perry's pregnant. Okay, so I'm just gonna hold my phone like this.
Ryan, do you remember the last episode you were on? Oh, what was the title? The worst episode?
Worst episode. And it is.
This one's the new worst episode yet.
New episode to Electric Boogaloo.
This
cements it. This is the worst episode.
Here we go, boys.
Okay, Wyatt, you had actually something to talk about?
So, I drew the line when coronavirus starts affecting the movies. 100,000 of people infected, but when it starts affecting movies, that's where I get angry.
Right.
So, 7-month delay for 007 movie.
New 007 movie. Jeez,
and Ghostbusters movie is also delayed.
Oh,
so,
really? I did not.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it's everything.
When
just
was Ghostbusters though. Supposed to come out?
I think it was in May.
Now it's
just not.
Okay, we chunched it up, everybody.
So, fucking asshole corona.
Honestly, like, kill people, fine, but ruin the movies. Now you're stepping on the wrong
Yeah, people are dying anyways. I don't.
you know, it's like whatever. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen either way.
People always died ever, but you know what? What's not always there? Movies.
Exactly. Yeah. The company that puts out Bond took like a $30 million hit because they had to delay until November.
Jesus.
Just because of the delay.
Well, Billie Eilish also sings the theme.
We won't mention her because she's bad.
She's not terrible.
She's my idol.
I don't listen to her.
She's a very similar clothing style as Torf does.
Here we go. Hers are baggy and his are just
They just buy the
saggy.
Same size clothes.
Yeah, he just fills it out.
Torf's fit.
Ryan could wear Billie Eilish's clothes and it would look tight.
Ryan, did you go in the children's section? Oh my God.
There we go.
There it is.
There's the fat section.
We said we wouldn't make these jokes. Well, here we are making these jokes.
Maybe you should lose some weight and we can stop.
Okay. Yeah, get the fiber out.
Come on.
So, celebrity deaths. Personally, very, very tragic one for me. I think it was last week. The creator of Legos died.
That's just sad.
He actually fell into the river in Lego City.
Here we go.
She's hurtful.
His
family's mourning.
They could probably just put
Lego
him.
Lego City jokes.
They could probably just put him back together, you know?
They didn't build the rescue.
Still a joke.
The rescue helicopter.
It's cute. They got to pick up his studs, though.
No, it's just not funny at all.
What's the conversion from Lego studs to dollars?
Do you want to actually find the real?
That's definitely
how much you buy characters in Lego Star Wars with real money. Didn't think so. I think studs are more valuable.
Oh, good point. How much does a pack of studs cost?
My dad went out for a pack of studs and never came back.
Wait.
God.
46 cents each?
What? Then I have a lot of money.
That's not Brian.
That's not terrible, actually. It's pretty.
No, that's one brick, not a stud.
Wait, one brick? Oh.
Studs are probably cheap.
When Ryan crashes his Elantra, it'll just. Studs will come out and you'll just be loaded.
That's tragic.
It was very tragic. Well, I wonder how many studs I wonder how many studs we've made on this podcast so far.
I think
someone do the math for us.
Are we true Jedi yet?
Jedi?
It's 47 cents per.
Let's say 47. I'm going to assume. Hold on.
We'll say like 50, right?
No, not 50 cents because that's like 50 cents per brick, but per 2x2 brick.
Okay, so I'm
here for entertainment and
it's a lot of math. I don't even want to.
I just took the SAT today. I don't need to do more.
Oh, math. How'd that go?
I took it.
Sure.
So nice.
I'm sure after
I finish the test.
After high school, you'll do something.
You know, something will happen.
You'll figure it out.
That's why I've been kind of like looking at cardboard box shopping recently to kind of like get ready for the street life.
Oh, just kind of get. Kind of browsing Goodwill. Not actually buying anything, saving that money.
Yeah, I'm saving, obviously.
Just kind of like looking around.
Does everyone know that Christian Bale is joining the MCU?
Really? Who's he playing?
Batman?
No.
He's going to be the enemy in Thor, in the new Thor movie.
What's the name of the enemy?
I don't know.
Batman.
No one.
Have you talked about the new Batmobile on this?
Yeah. It looks stupid.
Oh,
the new one. It's
I don't know. It's kind of hard to see because every single picture is like half dark and it's like all shadowy. But
yeah. It seems more.
They don't
more,
want people to see it.
More modern.
It seems more grounded in realism.
It's true.
Which is.
Well, I mean,
same with you see the bat suit. I don't know if we discussed this already, but the bat suit, like the symbols made out of the gun that killed Bruce's parents.
Oh, Jesus.
It's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Why? It's like a symbol out of the gun.
It's pretty sick. Yeah, well, I don't know. The suit looks cool. We'll see how the movie actually is.
Well, I mean, Robert Pattinson.
When does the movie come out?
Like 2020.
They should make the Batmobile from Arkham Knight. The one that can just turn into a tank.
Well, that was Christian Bale's thing.
Though.
Yeah, the bike guy.
Oh, from the video game.
Yeah, the game.
Yeah,
that'd be cool. Funny.
I've never actually played a Batman video game.
They're pretty sick.
Yeah, you get to button mash and just nothing else.
Oh, cool.
It's like a movie that you just play.
That's pretty.
So basically, like
that's most games nowadays. Yeah. Like Red Dead. Well, no, like platformers are just platformers.
I haven't played through Red Dead 2. I got like a bit through and then my save data just corrupted and it's all gone and I haven't had the patience to redo it.
You haven't had the patience to sit through another 100 hours to get through the first quarter of the game.
So you'll eventually redeem yourself?
I think we both have like 200 hours, I think, right?
Okay. I don't think that's accurate.
I think it's pretty accurate.
Right. Really? 200 hours?
When you're idle, it only measures a half an hour into your
sitting.
So.
I didn't know that.
So like maybe a half an hour adds up if every time you click on, but like I don't think it's that much.
Well, yeah, I definitely played the shit out of that. I do have about 200 on Breath of the Wild as well. So
probably is about right.
I think it's 300 on that game. I love that game.
It's really fun.
All-time favorite game right there.
Wyatt, how many hours of Roblox do you have?
I think I have 80.
80 hours.
80 hours.
Sounds well spent.
Like, I'm not like a... Oh, you know what I just got on the PlayStation? I should say Dreams.
It's oh, how's that?
I've heard
about
that.
Is it actually
really fun?
Is it really good?
It's like, it's 40 bucks.
It looks like Roblox.
It's like what I thought Roblox was going to be.
Oh.
That's good. Oh, really?
Okay, I thought, but, yeah.
Like, it's, you can, like, make your own stuff, too. The, playing, like, Silent Hill PT on there is really fun, too.
Oh, how hard they made it. How do the graphics look like?
Like, well, it depends how good the creator is. Like, you can put a lot of time into it and actually make it look, like, really nice. Or you can just, like, throw something together where just, like, some, like, stick figure jumping off a cliff head first.
It's like Uncle Samsonite.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool though. I recommend it if you
looks
like
interesting, yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I don't actually have a PS4. I
kind of sucks. I'd rather just play Goat Simulator.
Yeah.
Oh, how many hours on Goat Simulator?
About 40 actually.
No, probably more. Than that. Probably more.
No, I checked.
Really?
Yeah, it's 40.
Oh. I think I have over 1,000 hours on Terraria.
Terraria.
I have 1600 on Minecraft and then another 1600 on Black Ops 3.
Hours.
That's actually like the exact same stats as me. Really? I grinded Black Ops 3.
Black Ops 3 was probably the last good
you ground.
Yeah, Black Ops 5 is coming out this year, so that is.
Gosh.
Four was one of the worst games I've
one
ever played.
One of the worst games ever.
Blackout was the biggest disgrace
really
I've ever seen.
Quality.
Remember Infinite Warfare?
Infinite Warfare.
Oh, it's some Infinite Warfare.
Bastard. Oh, yeah, Junkie Kong.
Oh, yeah, cheeky men.
Oh, piss on me.
Oh, should we do that?
Oh,
little,
so
video review?
I'm going to just give context for that. Pretty much, I was searching Big Monk's Discord profile. It's just this GIF that says PSX. So I just searched it on YouTube to see if there was source material. And it comes up with this video that says pissing blowout. And it's just these, like, what's the accent? Like, Scottish?
Scottish or British.
But yeah. It's just people like, I got something for you, babe.
He's anime, like, piss on you.
It's a bit of a surprise.
Oh, yeah, cheeky
oh,
man.
I don't want you to piss on me.
But, babe, we're halfway through.
And then she gargles it. You hear the...
Do we have... Oh, yeah. Gargle me, won't you?
Is this on YouTube?
It's on YouTube, yeah.
It's quite so on YouTube. Strange.
It's 10 years old.
It's from, like,
it's
a movie.
It's really old, yeah.
Is there a movie?
Is it a movie? It seems just like a sketch.
No, it's, if you look in the description, it's from, like, a sketch show. I forgot what it's called.
Well, it started out really funny, and then it just ended kind of disappointing. Like, oh, he just pissed in her mouth.
I thought it was
going to... That would be the...
Like,
that's one
it's like, yeah, maybe I was expecting it, but it was kind of like... it's gross.
It's kind of grody.
I kind of didn't need that.
You know what's actually kind of funny? British, like, comedy shows. Like, Channel 4, you know what I'm saying? There's some good content on there.
Just like what?
There's this one show called, like, The Taskmaster, I think it is, where, like, they ask these British celebrities to do, like, a random task.
Is it different from American humor?
Kind of.
I mean, Monty Python is different from, like...
It's not, like, sketch comedy. It's, like, reality competitions, I guess.
Are they, like, totally staged? Like,
No. They're not staged at all. That's probably one of the biggest differences. They're not staged like American television.
I just recently watched the first episode of the British Office, and compared to it's literally the exact same thing as the first episode of the.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Then it just kind of deviates more and more and more.
But I didn't even realize it. Like, they literally word for word, like, same lines and stuff.
The Jell-O pranks, all there.
Yeah. Jell-O pranks.
Well,
what's the British? Is it just called the British Office?
No, idiot.
The Office.
That's the original.
The British Office came first, you chunch.
Then there's the Chinese version.
Idiot.
The Office UK. It's with Ricky Gervais.
Wait,
the Chinese version?
The Chinese version has a slap.
He be pranking me.
I actually think there might be... I think they did a sketch on that. Cause they
yeah,
were,
that was a sketch.
Oh, that's yeah.
It, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a sketch.
That was a good one.
So, SNL. Back to game shows.
RuPaul was on SNL.
Okay, so I was looking through the internet and I saw this game show where there's people guessing. I showed this to Wyatt, guessing which objects were chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this Japanese game show where they just bite into random things around the room, and they
try that.
That's
how Ryan wakes up every morning.
A purple monkey special
until he finds his pantry and just goes Pac-Man on it.
Waka 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 waka. Yep. That's me.
Okay, ruin the joke.
That was just bad.
Kind of unfunny streak for you, eh?
You're the guy from the Muppets that says waka waka.
Maybe I'll just take back
waka
the mic.
Waka.
That's funny. Fozzie Bear?
Fozzie Bear, yeah.
Okay. Except it's unoriginal and he's fat.
Just
okay, yeah, bang your head into
the table.
Right against the whole thing.
There you go. The gaming station's down. After one.
Our commander, gaming station has been brought offline. And there was a fat turd slapped into the side.
Thank you to Christmas Poo.
Mr. Hankey, the Christmas Pooh.
Actually, I haven't watched
classic.
That part.
Oh, that much. You should. That's you really should.
I'm currently watching because I have Hulu now, so I can watch all these shows.
Oh, look who.
Well, money, not everyone's rich.
Look who upgraded.
Not everyone's poor.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's streaming services have been taken over.
Huh? Oh, my God. There's, like, one for everything, and just it's so hard to manage. Like, if you want to watch anything, it's like, oh, Disney Plus, now Netflix, Hulu, HBO.
You just can't have cable anymore.
The whole point of streaming services was to eliminate cable and make it simpler. Now they just become cable.
It's hell. And then
they
not
become
like,
the very thing they swore to destroy.
Not even streaming services. It goes deeper into like subscription services like Game Pass and like Xbox Gold. And
Everything has originals now. YouTube like, originals, Facebook originals.
Everyone just wants you to pay for it. Before,
EA Access, one of those.
That one sucks.
I still pay for it.
EA Access is the worst one.
Oh my. He doesn't ever use it.
I got like 2 weeks free when I bought it.
I get like Madden 04.
I forgot to cancel it.
This year.
Yeah, let me play like the same game every year. You pay for EA Access.
FIFA 1920. You just keep going up and up from there.
FIFA 1920? That's a bit of a throwback.
Where is there?
FIFA 1920. However, funny deal.
Look, like it used to be enough for companies to just make money by selling your information, but now it's like, I want you to pay us to sell your information.
No, but Xbox Game Pass is actually one that is way worth it, in my eyes.
It's getting better.
At their launch, it was awful because it was like B-list games, and it had like Forza 5 maybe was its best game. So now it's like starting to get
But now you get it, and you have like the new Gears game. You have this nice stuff.
Hellboy.
It's a lot better.
Definitely one of the best subscription service.
Premier. The only thing that I can think of that Xbox is currently doing better than PlayStation is backwards compatibility. PlayStation doesn't have that unless you get like their PlayStation Plus thing, and that's only like 50% games only, and it's kind of like limited.
I don't think PS5 might have that. There's been rumors that it might have it, and if it does, then Xbox is done.
Next gen's coming out like later this year, right?
Mm-hmm. It started where Xbox and PlayStation were just neck and neck, close competition.
Yeah.
But it seems like with this generation of consoles, Sony like finally decided to like make themselves stand out and like actually like put in work.
Because stand out, you mean make it a skyscraper like we already mentioned.
That's Xbox.
I haven't seen the PS5.
But the logo, everyone's excited about it with the
they
five.
Change the four to a five.
Really, just the whole format's
unbelievable.
Really, just groundbreaking.
I don't know if I'm gonna switch over because I have all my Xbox stuff linked up.
I don't think I'm gonna buy it. I'm not going to buy a new Xbox. I'd rather just use this.
I'm just going to wait. I think it's usually like they release it, and then like probably 3 years into it, then they start getting exclusives only. Because like for the Xbox, they were still making games for the 360 up until like 2015, I think.
Sure.
Yeah, they still buy like the Call of Duties and stuff.
Yeah, the one will have a lifespan.
But it was drastically worse.
Yeah, it was worse.
It was definitely worse.
I kind of want to make the Switch to PS5 because like there's such like good exclusives like Last of Us Part 2 and like
Switch.
Speaking of Last of Us, it's going to become an HBO show now.
Is it?
It's going to become an HBO show.
I am down for
keeping
that.
They're keeping the gay.
Well, they can't really change that.
Did they base the characters on real people, or are they just going to find people who look close enough?
I have no idea. All I know is that.
Oh, you mean like did they model the?
Yeah, that's because then it would work fine.
Like,
but
like Death Stranding,
like, not like Detroit
with Daryl from Walking Dead as the main character.
I hate that.
They should make a live action Goat Simulator show.
Hugh Jackman should be Joel for sure.
Yep,
Hugh Jackman.
That would be sick.
Think he would be willing to?
No, probably not. It's an Asian decision.
But I mean, like,
show. That's who I imagine.
You know, Liam Neeson just does not want to do Star Wars again.
Liam Neeson.
He just really
did he not. Do you like decline the?
Well, I mean,
I think he wants to say no, but also Harrison Ford wanted to say no to like everything he's been in since Empire Strikes Back.
But he likes money a lot more than he hates
Star Wars. So that's pretty much how it goes.
He's doing Indiana Jones.
I know he's doing another.
Oh,
well,
really?
That's Steven Spielberg.
Well, no, he's not directing.
Wait, Steven Spielberg's not directing.
Nope, named someone else as director.
Oh no!
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Having flashbacks to Last Jedi,
Crystal Skull Part 2.
well, he directed Crystal Skull. Steven Spielberg directed.
Yeah, I know, but like, no, it's not a good movie though.
A little raunchy.
Yeah.
All right, we have actually just hit that time, but about done with this episode. Probably the longest one we've ever put out, close to a half hour.
No way.
Hope you monkeys all enjoyed this. Please feel free to hop in that Discord, Monkey House. There's a link on our anchor page. Also, discord.org, search podcast. We're popping in right there. For the boys.
For the boys.
And that's all I have to say. Thank you, our generous sponsor. And
Now I got to figure out how to title this episode.
Jeez.
Oh, God.
Hardest part.
See y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.